Grab a needle and thread and sew your sides back together.
Who was the brain surgeon that decided this was a good idea?
This is Every Billy's Joke from the month of June.
Wanted yet, are we?
Nope.
Any chance you get
yes? Here's a bit about the quality of the jokes.
After yesterday's, it's 15
companies. Worse than 11 years yesterday's.
15 budgie smugglers, oh. They want to do something.
I'll tell you who will be sponsoring it.
Who?
Is Johnny out at the wheel shop.
Oh, how's he going?
Oh, he's going. Well, they're bloody shut.
Oh.
So it's hard. You've got to make an appointment and it's got to be, you know, there's a specific reason. But once we open back up again, Johnny will be dominating out
Where
there.
Where is he?
Out in Elgar Road, Derrimut. I reckon Derrimut, the wheel shop. The best, by the way. Well, he's been a sponsor of our show over the years.
Well, you like your cars and your wheels and you go there all the time.
Only go there. So Johnny today can sponsor your joke unless it's really crap.
Yep. This one's for you, Johnny. What's the worst thing, Jim, about buying a new boomerang?
What?
Trying to throw the old one away.
Oh, no.
It just keeps coming back.
I don't think Johnny wants that one.
Johnny's just texted me.
What'd he
say? I don't want anything to do with it.
He loves it. I tried to get rid of the old one. I just threw it, Jim. Hit me on the back of the head.
Is that coming. What happened? Yeah.
It keeps coming back.
Yeah, no.
I've got a beautiful new one I want to let rip. An oldie but a goodie, Jim. I just saw it rolling through the other day, so I like it. A bear and a rabbit were shitting in the forest, Jim, fair to say. And the bear turns to the rabbit and says, "Do you have a problem with poo sticking to your fur?" The rabbit said, "No, not at all." So the bear picked up the rabbit and wiped his bum with it.
Mm. Yep. I reckon close to 30 years old, that joke.
Yeah.
30.
It's a good one.
Yeah, like the 80s.
Oh, how long since you've
been sneaking around?
Oh, nah.
That's three pretty pawns.
Like a poor joke and an old joke retold.
And I know you won't laugh at this one either, Raps.
Because it's probably not funny.
Because it won't be funny. Yeah, exactly.
A sales guy rings the doorbell at a house, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
And the door opens and there is a 12-year-old kid holding a glass of cognac, smoking a cigar, and two bikini-clad young women standing behind him. The sales guy, a bit stunned, to be honest, says, "Is your dad home?" The kid replies, "What the f*** do you reckon?"
Oh, no.
Jim, what do you reckon? Do you reckon dad's home, mum and dad? No, Jim, they're not home. He's having a cognac and a cigar.
He's having a cognac.
Oh,
no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well done. Yeah. Anyway, we move on.
Yeah, we need
we
to.
We move on.
We need to move on.
Those
quickly.
Poor people in the lockdown.
Oh, no. Listening to that.
Just bear with me here. It's a longish one, but it's about three nuns, Jim.
Oh, no.
No.
This is already not.
Well, hang on. You haven't heard it.
This is already in a props.
Three nuns die and go to heaven, Jim.
Right.
But at the gate, Peter is waiting. Peter's always there waiting to let you in or out, Jim.
Don't have to explain a joke, Bill. Just tell it.
Peter said you have to answer a question, get it right, and you go into heaven. Peter asks the first nun, "Who turned water into wine?" First nun says, "Jesus." And the bells chimed, the angels sang, the gates opened, bang, straight into heaven. Peter then asks the second nun, "Who was in the whale's mouth for disobeying?" Some of you wouldn't know this, but of course the second nun replied, "Jonah." The bells chimed, the angels sang, and the gates opened. She went into heaven. Peter finally asks the third nun, "What were the first words Eve said to Adam?" The final nun, thinking about it, pretty unfair question, she said, "Gee, that's a hard one." The bells chimed, the angels sang, and the gates opened, and she went into heaven, Jim.
No. Oh, no.
Jim. Jim.
No, Bill. They just don't need to explain it. Well, we get it.
What?
We get what? The joke.
About the...
Yeah. No. Yeah. Honestly.
The gate, lad.
Yeah. The apple? The hard apple, was it?
No. It was the hard one, Jim.
Oh, no.
Righto, Jim, here it is. You wouldn't believe what happened to me this morning.
What happened to you this morning?
I had to go and see my doctor. I broke my arm in two places, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what he told me?
What did he tell you?
He told me to stop going to those places.
So that's like a warm-up sort of even just a rubbish one. So here we go with Monday's joke.
Yep. A soldier survived mustard gas in battle, Jim.
Yes.
And then he survived pepper spray by the police. You could say now he's a seasoned veteran.
Oh, no.
That's better.
Better than the first one. But that's not saying much.
Well, that's three. Because you also, what about what the bloke said on the aeroplane?
Oh, no.
This is your captain speaking. This is your captain shouting.
We can only apologise.
As he put out the SOS yesterday, remember?
I did. SOS to the world. I've got a good one, a cricket one, Jim. You want to hear a cricket joke?
Yes, please.
Did you want to hear a good cricket joke, Jim?
Yes.
James Brochure. That was one sent in, Jim. It was sent in. Look, look, Jim.
How bad is that?
That was a little warm-up. That's an entree.
Really?
That's your chicken satay.
Oh, no.
With a bit of rice.
Chicken satay.
That's what they have, yes. Oh. And now for your main, Jim.
Come on.
Number 69, the beef and black bean sauce. I was on the train yesterday, Jim, when I came up here to work. Mm-hmm. I caught the train up from Geelong to Melbourne. Are they running? Anyway, I was on the train. And some random guy threw a carton of milk at me, Jim. Five slices of cheese and a tub of yogurt. Threw them at me. How dare he?
Oh, no.
Ratsy. Oh, Ratsy loves a gypsy. How dare he, Jim? Geez. It's all dairy.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, cheese and milk and bread.
No, thank you, Bill. Yeah.
Not the bread, actually.
The yogurt. Bread stick.
Bread.
It's all dairy, Jim.
Except the bread.
Except the bread. Take the bread. How? Listen to Jim.
How is that?
That's good. Like, that's good. Good ones.
We are a main big city mainstream
afternoon
show.
And you got two today. You got the entree and you got the black bean. Jimmy boy, I tell you what, the SOS to the world has worked. A lot of jokes coming in, and here's one that's a little bit fruity, but we'll just tame it down a bit, Jim.
Right.
A man walks into a pub and sits at the bar, and in the corner is a dog sitting down licking its...
nether regions.
Yes, thank you, Jim. The bloke says to the barman, "I wish I could do that." The barman says, "Well, you might want to pat it first."
Oh, no. Oh, that's not there. That's inappropriate.
Jim.
That's not appropriate.
Well, just got to go over and pat it. Oh, no. Just be friendly. Be friendly
that's
first.
Inappropriate.
Friendly.
That's not acceptable.
You don't think so?
No.
That's all
I'm sure.
You sure?
Yes,
no, so I'm sure. They've been all right, Jim. Last night was good.
No.
About the dog sitting over there, Jim, in the corner.
No, they haven't, no.
The other day I got thinking, Jim, about what my parents did when they were married and young, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What did they do at night, you know? Because they didn't have internet or they didn't have Netflix and things like that.
Yes.
So I just wondered what they used to do at night.
Yep.
So I asked my eight brothers and nine sisters and they didn't know either, Jim.
Oh, no. Not a bad one. Not bad, fat. Don't mind it. So they found a way to get busy.
Well, they found something, Jim.
Yeah, that's it. Every 9 months.
Yeah, not bad. 17 times.
Not bad.
There you go, kids. There's 50 cents and go and buy an icy pie.
Oh.
And take your time.
Oh, no.
Oh! When are we on holidays, Jim? I've had a long, long. Wow.
End of June. End of June, you get a break. And we all get a break from you. All right.
I've been gone since June last year.
Joke.
Jim, Mr. and Mrs. Egg were madly in love and they just celebrated their beautiful wedding day with all the Egg family members and friends.
Yes.
I saw Easter there and poached and scrambles were there. He was all over the place, Jim.
Do you get the feeling that he's ad-libbing now? Yeah,
a little bit. Yeah.
Florentine, was he there?
That's it.
Florentine couldn't make it. It's too far away.
Yeah.
But it was a beautiful day, Jim.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, evening comes around where it was time for the newlyweds, Mr. and Mrs. Egg, to retire to the boudoir, Jim. Mrs. Egg, she went straight to the bathroom where she freshened up. And in the meantime, Mr. Egg jumped into bed with very high expectations, fair to say, Jimmy boy. Mrs. Egg opened the bathroom door, and there she was, beautifully dressed in a nice, revealing lingerie. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Negligee, even. But yes.
lingerie. Anyway, Mr. Egg, Jim, in bed, took one look and jumped up, ran over to the suitcase, put on a crash hat, and jumped back into bed. Mrs. Egg looked at him and said, what do you need the crash helmet for? Mr. Egg said, well, last time I got this hard, some dickhead hit me on the head with a spoon.
Oh, no.
Just he had the crash helmet.
Real
on.
Meandering story.
Yeah.
About two eggs getting married.
And the family were there.
Were they?
Coach.
What other members?
Easter. A joke won't save it, Jim. Especially this one. It's been a weird show, so I've got a weird joke for you, Jim, mm-hmm. and it's topical. My wife accused me of stealing her thesaurus.
Oh, no.
Not only was I shocked, I was aghast, appalled, and dismayed.
Oh, no. Jim, I cannot still believe can't say it. You've gone back to that same word.
Thesaurus. Oh. But, Jim, I was shocked. Well, I was aghast.
No,
but
we get the
appalled,
joke.
I was dismayed.
It's the word that you can't say that amuses us.
Is there any more words there?
No, I couldn't think of any others. It was just off the top of my head.
We're appalled and dismayed at that joke.
I had another one, but that's quite good. Oh, there's the whales. Something going on again, Jim, on the movie. Now, Jimmy boy, here we go to finish. Good one yesterday, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't. It actually wasn't at all. Yep.
Righto. A mother was tidying up her son's bedroom, Jim.
Yes.
And found a load of bondage and fetish magazines.
Oh, excuse me.
I know. She couldn't believe it, Jim. She said to her husband, what do you think I should do? The hubby had a think for a minute, Jim, and he said, whatever you do, Dale, don't spank him.
Oh, no. Oh, that's just wrong.
Don't spank him, Jim.
That's just wrong. That's a wrong joke.
He might like it, Jim.
Oh, no. I'm looking through the glass to see whether that we can actually go with that one.
I'll tell you what, they won't get it out there. It goes straight over their head. Good joke. Well done.
No,
wrap it up.
No, it really wasn't. It's a flattening sort of finish. Real flat sort of shit finish to the show.
I liked it. I liked it. A mum was cleaning out her son's bedroom and come across this fetish. Oh, Jim, what about you yesterday, old sad sacks over there? That was one of the better jokes.
It wasn't.
It wasn't.
It was rubbish.
Anyway, I've got a good one for you, Jim.
Yes.
I've been trying out Chris Hemsworth workout program. I tell you what, it works. I'm really Thor.
Oh, my God. He's gone to the well again.
He's gone to the
Jim, you told a half-decent joke about your Thor, and then you've gone back to Thor again.
Well, I'm Thor, Jim.
Oh, no. Hit the music. Let's get out of here while we can.
Your Thor.
Wow.
Oh! No. Here we go, Jimmy.
Why have I got a bad feeling?
And so you should. A guy is sitting at home, Jim, minding his own business, when he hears a knock at the door.
Yes.
He opens the door and sees a snail on the patio.
Oh, no.
He picks up the snail and he throws it as far as he could, Jim.
Yes.
2 years later. Yes. 2 years later, Jim, there's another knock at the door. He opens the door and sees the same snail.
Yeah.
The snail said, what was all that about?
Oh, no. Come on.
Jim, that's not
funny. That's not only not funny, it's old.
It's old.
All right,
I got another one.
You got another one?
I have. Hang on, that was that one. Here's this one. A turtle, Jim.
Yes.
A turtle. I love turtles. I don't know. They don't do a lot, do they? Just
tell the joke, I reckon.
Why would you own a turtle?
Old Billy Attenborough, over here.
Mm. Billy, yep.
Yep.
A turtle was crossing the road when two snails, I love snails, Jim, mugged him.
Really?
The police showed up and said, what happened here? Who mugged you? The turtle said, I don't know. It all happened so fast.
Oh, no. No.
Jim, I got one more. I grilled a chicken for 2 hours yesterday, Jim. He still didn't tell me why he crossed the road.
Oh, no.
They say lightning always strikes three times. Oh, that is three times shit. All right.
Jimmy boy, you wouldn't believe this beautiful day in Geelong yesterday. So I went for a swim down the swimming pool, Jim.
Did you?
And I went down the deep end because I needed a wee. The lifeguard spotted me, Jim, and started blowing his whistle and he blew it that hard and that loud, I nearly fell in.
Oh, no.
Nearly Come fell on. In.
Come on.
He so blew it that hard.
So you're standing on the coping wing into
yeah.
the pool.
Yeah.
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 And
and guess what, Jim?
Yeah, nearly fell in there. Yeah, no, I know the joke, yep. Just well, not a really very good one. And I think one that's been told before.
No!
No, is that a freshie?
Are you sure?
Sure!
Ah, Jim, you'll like this. Get a pen, write it down. My doctor mate used to perform circumcisions at the local hospital, Jim.
Right.
Until one day... You wouldn't believe it. During surgery, he slipped and he got the sack.
Look at him. I can't even look at him. You are an idiot.
He got the sack.
I know. I got the joke bit. It's your own stupid face that I can't get mad around. Look at the performance he puts into telling his own jokes too. Like he pauses and rubs his face.
It's
and...
all about the delivery.
No,
Jim.
Thank you, Bill.
And yeah. He got the sack.
You got the sack. Yeah, it did. Yep. Oh, yep. Got, yep.
The old plums. Gone. Gone. I might give you an entree today after yesterday's good.
This never works.
No, it doesn't.
What about the joke yesterday? Wow, that just really go through the roof, Jim. Yeah. What do you call that when it's trending? Yeah. With the sack, you know.
Cut the sack. An old one as well, yeah.
A police officer came up to me yesterday, Jim, and said, where were you between 6 and 10? I said, probably at primary school.
Oh, my God.
That's a good one.
What is that?
That's crap, Bill.
That's your chicken satay with satay sauce and a bit of rice.
I'll tell you what that is. That's the entree you hand back. We didn't order that one. Yeah. Thanks. You can take that back.
And here's your main.
Righto.
You wouldn't believe it. I was driving home yesterday, Jim, and I stopped by the roadside just near Werribee there, actually, and there was a sign saying lobster tails, $2. Mm-hmm. So I paid me $2, Jim. And sat down, and this bloke said, once upon a time, there was this lobster.
Oh, my God.
He was swimming around in the ocean, Jim.
That is reprehensibly bad. That's not even Jim, in the ballpark of acceptable.
Jim, it was a tail.
If you were on Fun FM and Shep, you wouldn't get away with that.
No, you wouldn't. No, a lot of people love those type of jokes. They like that sense of humour.
Not really.
Even sense.
You're going with an old one to finish the year. Well, finish the half year.
That is the entree.
Oh, it's an entree.
And then we go to the main.
Right.
I said to a bloke the other day, how much did that chimney cost? He said, nothing. It was on the house.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Jim.
And then here's
Wherever you're going on holiday... Don't take this shit with you. That's my strong suggestion.
And then
leave it all behind.
And then here's your dessert. The other day, I got thinking about what my parents did when they were at my age.
Yes.
Actually, probably a bit younger than me, to be honest. What my parents did when they were young, you know? Do you understand the joke?
No.
The other day, I got thinking about what my parents did when they were only 20 or 21.
Right.
Okay?
Younger.
Yes,
yeah.
younger. As they didn't have the internet, Jim.
Yes.
They didn't have Netflix. Mm. None of that, okay? No. So I really wondered what they did at night, Jim. So I asked my 8 brothers and 9 sisters, and they didn't know either.
You told this a week ago.
Did I? Yeah.
A week ago you told that same joke.
I think I've got dyslexia.
A week ago.
No, I've got...
Like the William Shatner one you told two months ago.
Well, I knew that because I heard it on the idiot file, which was there. So that's all I've got, really, Jim. Well, what about the lobster tails? Have I told you?
In fact, what I'm going to do.
What did the left leg say to the right leg, Jim?
I'm going back here to Nath Brown's top 10 money earners.
Yes.
There's no surprise you're not on it.
Well, I can't believe that you're being beaten by someone from Bowen Edge.
Yeah,
well,
don't worry, I'm not.
You are. He's got you covered.
Maybe on this list.
Yes, but not.
Not if you rang Westpac.
Oh.
Bill, go and have a holiday and tidy your act up.
Wow, I need. Here we go. Sophie Monk.
What? Now he's just referencing the television.
Sophie Monk, I've seen her for a while. Billy! Billy!
won't you tell a joke now? 'Cause you're not funny, man. At least not on purpose.
No. Oh. Billy.
I was asked, before we get to his joke, yes. I was asked after the Gary Rowan call of the goal the other week.
Yes.
Someone said to me, or a few people actually said to me, why didn't you channel the great Sandy Roberts call and say, Gary Rowan, you are king of Geelong?
Why didn't you?
Because I don't want any reference to that goal ever again. That's why. I don't want it ever brought up. I don't want everyone ever thinking about it. I'm sick of it.
Gary, you are king of Geelong.
No, I'm sick of the whole reference.
The monkey's off the back, Gary.
No, I don't want any of that.
All that.
I love Sandy, by the way, and his call was brilliant, but I ain't repeating it if it means that we draw attention to you.
How's he going, Sandy?
Because I'm sick of you.
I haven't heard from him for a while.
Well, it's because he's retired and happy, which you're about to be in a minute. All right, give us a joke.
He'll be in the home next to me soon. Righto, here we go. Are you got anything you want to say to your lovely listeners, Jim? Before we go?
What do you mean?
Well, thanks for listening or have a great couple of weeks.
All of the above. We're going to have a little spell. I've earned it. You haven't?
You've been here for a week. I've been here since Feb, haven't we, Raps?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
And you've been gradually getting worse.
And this is not great, but we'll finish with it and then we'll regroup, have a look at ourselves in the mirror and come back better.
Right.
Right. Did you realise, Jim, that if you sit down on the dunny at 11:59 p.m. and the clock strikes midnight, it's the same shit, different day.
I can't do it. I'm off.
Jim, you
I can't put up with this
Jim
anymore.
He's gone.
I'm fat enough.
He's gone. Have a look
I'm
at him. Off. You're on $1 million. You gotta stay.
I'm not listening to that.
You're on $1 million, you gotta stay.
That is shit.
I'm gonna get Howie. Where's Howie? Oh, well done, Bill. Very good joke. And we'll see you all. Have fun. Rabsy, say something. You are the king of the divan.
Woo! For even more Billy's jokes
and everything else from Triple M's Rush Hour,
download the Listener app now.